Hello and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fundamental and frequently tested topics in the entire specification, data types and structures. This is topic 6.3, and trust me, once you nail this, you'll find it pops up everywhere in your exam. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Let's start with the big picture. When a computer stores information, it needs to know what kind of information it is. Is it a whole number, a decimal, a letter, a yes or no answer? That's exactly what data types are. They tell the computer how to store and work with a piece of data. Get the data type wrong and your program will either crash or give completely wrong results. Examiners love testing this, so pay close attention. Right, let's go through the primitive data types one by one. These are the building blocks, the most basic types that can't be broken down further. First up, integer. An integer is a whole number. No decimal point, no fractions. Think of it as counting numbers. Examples 42, negative 7, 0, 1000. You'd use an integer for things like a student's age, a score in a game, or the number of items in a list. The key thing to remember? No decimal point. If you write 42.0, that's not an integer. That's a real number. Next, real. A real number, sometimes called a float, is any number that can have a decimal point. Examples 3.14, negative 2.5, 0.0, 99.99. You'd use a real for things like a temperature reading, a price, or a calculated average. Here's an important exam trap. Even if a real number happens to be a whole number, like 5.0, it's still stored as a real, not an integer. The decimal point is what matters. Third, Boolean. This one's beautifully simple. A Boolean can only ever be one of two values, true or false. That's it, nothing else. You'd use a Boolean for things like, is the user logged in? True or false? Has the player won? True or false? Is the password correct? True or false? In your exam, always write Boolean values as true or false in capitals, not yes or no, not one or zero. Examiners are very specific about this. Fourth, char. A char, short for character, stores a single character, just one. It could be a letter, a digit, a space, or a punctuation mark. Examples, the letter A, the digit 7, an exclamation mark. Here's a really important distinction that catches lots of candidates out. If you store the digit 7 as a char, it is not the number 7. You cannot do arithmetic with it. It's just the symbol 7. To do maths, you'd need the integer 7. And fifth, string. A string is a sequence of characters, essentially text. Examples, hello world, ABC123, computer science. Strings are incredibly versatile and you'll use them constantly in programming. Technically, a string is made up of individual chars joined together. The length of a string is the number of characters it contains, including spaces. So, hello world has a length of 11, not 10. Don't forget the space. Now, let's move on to structured data types. These are more complex. They're built from the primitive types we just covered. The most important structured data type for your exam is the array. An array is an ordered collection of elements, all of the same data type, stored under a single name and accessed using an index. Let me break that down. Imagine you have 5 test scores, 85, 72, 91, 68, and 77. Instead of creating 5 separate variables, score 1, score 2, score 3, and so on, you create one array called scores and store all 5 values inside it. Much neater, right? Now, here's the crucial bit that trips up so many students. Array indexing starts at 0, not 1. So in our scores array, the first element, 85, is at index 0. The second element, 72, is at index 1. The third, 91, is at index 2, and so on. If you try to access index 5 in an array with 5 elements, you'll get an error because the valid indices are 0 through 4. This is called an out-of-bounds error, and it's one of the most common runtime errors in programming. To access an element, you write the array name followed by the index in square brackets. So scores, square bracket 2, gives you 91. Scores, square bracket 0, gives you 85. Practice this until it's automatic.